The excess of corporate power has a corrosive impact on the environment and on our democracy. It's really about democracy, and it's about how corporate power can really injure democracy. To me, the worst thing that can happen to the environment is if it becomes the province of a single political party. But you can't speak honestly about the environment in any context today without speaking critically of this president. Over 400 major environmental rollbacks have been promoted or implemented by this administration over the last 3.5 years. And they're designed to eviscerate 30 years of environmental law. The large corporate polluters have been put in charge of the government agencies that are supposed to protect us from pollution. The head of public lands is a mining industry lobbyist who believes that public lands are unconstitutional. The media, the Fourth Estate, is asleep at the wheel. It's been a negligent co-conspirator in the White House's efforts to keep this stealth attack quiet from the public. TV news has devolved from being the forum, the principal forum of our democracy, and a marketplace for ideas into simply a marketplace for commerce alone. According to EPA, 1 out of every 6 American women now has so much mercury in her womb that her children are at risk for a grim inventory of diseases. We know what causes asthma attacks, ozone and particulates. They're coming from those same power plants. And those power plants have been burning that coal illegally. If we raise fuel economy standards by 7.6 miles per gallon, we can eliminate 100% of Persian Gulf oil imports into this country. Mussolini said that fascism should not be called fascism, it should be called corporatism, because it's the merger of state and corporate interest. I believe the free market's the most efficient and democratic way to distribute the goods of the land. But in a true free market economy, you can't make yourself rich without making your neighbors rich and without enriching your community. What polluters do is they make themselves rich by making everybody else poor. The Kearney Chemical Company in New Jersey, their worst case scenario is that 12 to 14 million people could be killed by a chlorine eruption at their facility. We're searching for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, but we have 15,000 of them in this country that are unguarded. Factory pork farming cannot make money without breaking the law. Every time we win a lawsuit, the industry goes into the White House and fixes the law rather than fix the problem. The big challenge is getting the news to the American public, because both Republicans and Democrats respond to this. This is not a Democratic issue. Corporations don't want democracy, and they don't want free markets. They want profits. Everybody has a right to use them. Nobody has a right to use them in a way that will diminish or injure their use and enjoyment by others. And that's really the law that guides our nation. That's the first thing that you see in a fascist dictatorship, is that corporations come in and begin privatizing the commons. The free market says that if you want to bring a product to market, you pay the price of it getting there. You don't force the public to pay the price by privatizing the commons and liquidating it for cash. This Christian heresy that's called dominion theology that the Christian right has been propagating, and it has nothing to do with spirituality or religious belief. That's what environmentalism is about. It's just a responsibility towards our children, to the next generation.